The Oso landslide appears to rank as the third deadliest natural disaster in Washington history, after the 1910 Stevens Pass avalanche and the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens. But what if there had been a school in the path of the debris field? A new hazard report from the state shows dozens of Washington schools potentially sit in slide zones. But as Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, at least one of those schools doesn't have to worry.
Holmes Elementary in Spokane is about three blocks from the Spokane River. The new report says it's one of 28 Washington schools near a slope with a high risk of failure.
I'm pretty shocked.
Steve Barnes is the school's principal. He says there is a steep slope leading down to the Spokane River, but the slope goes away from his school, not towards it. So how did Barnes Elementary end up on the list of vulnerable schools? The list was generated by merging computer maps of slide zones and schools. A site visit would have crossed it off the list, so Barnes can probably rest easy. He says after years of training for active shooters and other human threats,
natural disasters are really pretty low, if at all, on my radar.
Barnes says this new report is a good reminder to think about what danger Mother Nature might pose. The biggest natural threats to Northwest schools are earthquakes and tsunamis. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.